No, if you talk, if you, at, you, you say that to me again, I'm going to knock your goddamn teeth out.
Well, what you called the person that took you to
Atlanta. We hadn't ever heard that word before. Gypsy? Is that what you called
Jitney?
It?
Jitney.
Jitney.
See, that was the bus. See, TP, which was the Roswell, that was a Roswell Motor Company. When he was a young boy, he had a, I believe it was an old Whippet touring car, and he run a jitney. He run a bus from Dahlonega to Atlanta. Now, my wife's daddy and her brother run the mail route from Dahlonega to Atlanta. They went twice a day. They'd go in the morning, they'd go to Atlanta and pick up a mail, take a mail, pick up. And then in the afternoon, they'd go to Atlanta and pick up a mail. And they run the mail route. But CP and then some other guy run the jitney. And then later they had to, it got to be the Dahlonega bus.
Hmm.
But he'd go from Dahlonega to Atlanta, stopping, coming in Alpharetta and Roswell.
So when it first started, was it just someone's car that people would get to ride?
Yeah, just a guy had a car, and he it was called a jitney.
Oh.
In fact, if I could find it, I got some pictures of that jitney.
So I guess it used to be you'd hear pretty much just southern accents around, but now there's some northern accents mixed in, huh?
As far as I know, like I talk, it's what's the only thing that's ever been here except these outsiders come in. In other words, now my daughter-in-law is from Ivor, Virginia, and she's his aunt, and a lot of little things like that. But then you go on down in Washington County and down in there, those old guys up there, down there, they get up 4 o'clock in the morning and plow 4 acres of corn for dinner.
So there's some differences between here and there, huh?
Oh, right, well, and then the further down you get,
and then you get over
in Mississippi around Tuscaloosa, Mississippi, they talk so slow. This is just Lisa's mother and them moved here, and my daughter went to school with her, and Lisa and Karen, big buddies. Lisa's just out here all the time. And I told Lisa one night, I said, Lisa, you're going to have to start talking faster. What's the matter, Big D? I said, you talk so slow that if you were to tell a little old boy no, you're so slow he would have already kissed you before you could get it out of your mouth. But she just, I got to go get my bedroom fixed and make my bed. She just talked. They just talk slow. Everybody down there, you go down there. They're not quite as slow as I was, but it's that slow Mississippi brogue. Mm-hmm. And then you get up in New Jersey and talk so darn fast you can't even understand. But now when I had the fruit stands, any of them I've had, I used to have more fun at that than anything. There was a guy come in and I've been all over the world and I picked up all this. Guy come in and starts talking. I said, what part of Ohio are you from? How do you know I'm from Ohio? I says, man, you ever listen to yourself on a microphone? I says, oh, you darn nuts from Ohio sound that way. And then the guy comes and says, you from Jersey? Because it's Jersey.
Yeah.
Bronx, New York. It's amazing how different. He can tell you that right now, the dialect. It's crazy, ain't it?
Do you remember any words that maybe your parents or your dad or your grandparents used that just people don't use now at all? I know some people say they used to call attics garrets or chimbley for chimney, they'd say.
Well, that's different areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. We're trying to figure out what the words were in Roswell.
Well, now you... we had family live next door to us over there.